When I was asked if the Brahma Vishnu was me of getting the loving good friends of me, I will make myself happy in the details and stay with the Brahma.
世尊，既然世尊保证我能够拥有这些粉红色脚的可爱仙女，那么我愿意跟随世尊，使自己乐于佛陀的教法。
When the Buddha brought him back to Vrindavana Monastery,
然后
from the day he got back to the Vrindavana Monastery, the Venerable Nanda earlier the virtue great upright with the object of getting celestial medal. Many times the Buddha had given instructions to Bhikkhu to go about the Venerable Nanda's meditation place and say, a certain Bhikkhu is said to be striving hard in Bhikkhu practice to get spiritual maiden under the assurance of the Blessed One. The Bhikkhu said, very well, Venerable Sir, and they went about within earshot. From the Venerable Nanda, saying, the Venerable Nanda is said to be striving hard in Bhikkhu practice to get spiritual maiden. The Blessed One is said to have given him the assurance that 100 celestial maidens with friends on feet, like the Kalam of the Vigyan Sweet, would be his prize.
然后佛陀就带他回到奇缘精舍。自从他回到奇缘精舍之后，为了得到天女，南陀尊者就很努力地奉行比丘的责任。在那个同时，佛陀交代比丘们到南陀尊者修行处所的附近去谈论这些话。据说某某比丘得到世尊的保证，为了拥有天女而努力地奉行比丘的责任。比丘们答应世尊说：“是的，世尊。”于是他们来到南陀尊者耳朵可以听见的范围内，谈论道：“听说南陀尊者为了拥有天女而努力地奉行比丘的责任，据说世尊已经保证，具有粉红色脚、犹如鸽子脚上颜色的500位天女，将是南陀尊者努力的奖品。”
O what a mercenary Bhikkhu the Venerable Nanda is. O what a divine Pachita the Venerable is. When the Venerable Nanda hears these seemingly epithets, mercenary and divine Pachita, being applied to his name, he was greatly agitated. How wrong I have been. How unbecoming a Bhikkhu am I. Owing to my lack of control of my six faculties, I have begun the laughing stuff of my companion. My companion Bhikkhu. I must guard my six faculties well. From then on, the Venerable Nanda trained himself to be mindful with clear comprehension in all things that he looks at, whether looking east, west, south, north, upward, downward, across, or at any intermediate point of the compass. He did not allow any thought of greed, hatred, or other unwholesome thoughts arise in him. You do whatever he saw. By restraining himself with transfer to his sense faculties to a most exalted degree, his pursuit of Bhikkhu practice but culminated his hardship, not long after what.
Oh, 南陀尊者真是个唯利是图的比丘。Oh, 南陀尊者实在是个高贵的买主。 当南陀尊者听到自己的名字被冠上了回力士服、高贵的买主这些尖酸的绰号时，他感到非常焦虑不安。啊，我真是大错特错了，我真是不符合比丘的身份啊。由于不守护六根之门，我已经成为同参比丘们嘲笑的对象了，我必须严格守护自己的根门才行。从那时候开始，南陀尊者训练自己对所看见的一切事物保持正念与明觉，不论他看向东西南北上下横向或其他任何方向，他不让任何贪嗔等恶念因为他所看到的东西而升起。由于他在根门方面非常严格地约束自己，不久他完成了比丘最终的责任，证悟阿罗汉果。
The exercise of natural vision is the appointment fact. Removing the venerable Nandar Sajjad Vedu versus his wife, who is like a ghost fact. Why? Because his wife was the object of natural pleasure that had been possessed by him. This kind of natural object is ghost. On the other hand,the teenager maiden were the object of sexual pleasure that he did not possess. They were only his imagination that he will possess him in the future. This kind of sexual object or attachment on this kind of sexual object is finer than the former.
在这个故事里，天女的诱惑就好比细的木钉，去除了南陀尊者对他以前的妻子的贪着，也就是粗的木钉。为什么呢？因为他以前的妻子是他曾经拥有过的欲望享乐对象，对这种欲望享乐对象的贪着是粗的，而且是很难拔除的。相反地，众仙女是他所未曾拥有过的娱乐对象，他们只是他想象中未来将要拥有的对象。对这种欲望享乐对象的贪着，比刚才那种还要维系。
Father, the content of this familiar because is less a blanket.Removing the venerable Nandar Sajjad Vedu was teenager maidens who are like ghost pets. Why? Because although these teenager maidens were finer than his ex-wife, they were still ghost pets compared to the content of his company and bhikkhus. Thus, he Buddha removed his Buddha attachment one after another by means of final attachment and content.
再者，同参比丘们的轻视就好比是细的木钉，去除了南陀尊者对天女的贪着，也就是粗的木钉。为什么呢？因为虽然对天女的贪着比他对以前妻子的贪着更维系，但是却比同参比丘们的轻视更粗糙。如此，佛陀逐一地先以细的贪着去除他粗的贪着，再以轻视去除他细的贪着。
Today we will stop here.
今天的开示就在这边告一段落。